SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the FBI is confirming that former President Donald Trump was indeed struck by a bullet during an assassination attempt.
2 weeks after the assassination attempt against the former president, the FBI has clarified that a bullet struck his ear. The agency is seeking to address confusion and conflicting accounts. In a statement, the FBI said what struck former President Trump in the ear was a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces, fired from the deceased subject's rifle. The statement came 2 days after FBI Director Christopher Wray said during congressional testimony that it was not clear whether Trump's injuries were caused by a bullet or shrapnel. Norman Hall, Washington.
A fire that was started by a man dumping a burning car into a gully has grown in Northern California. The flames exploded a day earlier and went to what is now the Park Fire, which has scorched more than 237 square miles near the city of Chico, California. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says people near the Park Fire have been told to leave.
There are 18 zones under evacuation orders in the unincorporated areas of Butte County. That's impacting approximately 4,000 residents.
Meanwhile, further north in Oregon, authorities say a tanker plane crashed in Oregon while fighting one of the many wildfires spreading across several western states. A single pilot was on board and was found dead on Friday. Fires sparked by lightning struck areas of Oregon and Idaho. More than 110 active fires covering 2,800 square miles were burning in the U.S. on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 654 points, the NASDAQ rose 176, the S&P advanced 59. This is SRN News. Christians are helping with flood relief in Vietnam.
Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in the small East Asian nation where major flooding has crippled rural communities, flooding rice fields and destroying transportation. So far, Samaritan's Purse has distributed hundreds of bags of rice to families in the stricken regions. It makes a big difference. One local official says, quote, many families don't have to worry about their daily meals now, and soon they can start a new harvest season and stabilize their lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped by 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations. However, religious giving fell 1% to $146 billion and has declined in four of the past 6 years. This is SRN News. A House Democrat who condemned Vice President Kamala Harris on the border endorses her for president. More on this from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Representative Don Davis, a Central North Carolina Democrat who often breaks with his party, endorsed Kamala Harris's presidential bid on Friday, one day after he joined five Democrats in condemning her handling of the southern border. Davis had backed the GOP effort to criticize the vice president's handling of the border on Thursday. He said in a statement, quote, the stakes of this presidential election are incredibly high with far-reaching implications, adding, quote, at the same time, the administration and Congress must address the concerns of the southern border. Additionally, he took the additional step of endorsing a vice presidential pick for Harris, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Davis is a first-term lawmaker representing a competitive seat in northern North Carolina. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.